Hi everybody, welcome to Queers and Soaps. I'm Tommy, and as always I'm joined by Aaron.
His Majesty. Hello everyone.
I don't know if you saw the late breaking news, but there's been drama behind the scenes.
I know, I almost walked off last week. Almost just threw up my hands at this.
You know, I wonder who they would think would be the one to walk off.
I mean, of the two of us, who's the most dramatic? Probably, you know.
We both have a flair for it.
We do. We do have a flair. I have a flair for an entrance, so I bet it would be you, because I bet you have a flair for an exit.
Yeah, you got me there.
Because I dream of my entrance where I walk down the stairs in a nice, some kind of outfit with music playing as everyone turns their heads and looks at me.
I also have that dream, but I also really like having the last word. So
see, that's why I gave you the exit.
All right. Well, today we are talking about Days of Our Lives, specifically Lisa Rinna's debut.
Speaking of entrances.
This past Sunday, I believe, was the 30th anniversary of her premiere on Days of Our Lives.
Wow.
On September 18th, 1992. Mm-hmm. So roll the credits and we'll get into it.
So we watched three episodes. We watched her first, her entrance, her second episode, and then the episode after that, but she's not in it.
Yeah.
That's okay. It was still good.
Yeah. So let's talk about all the other stuff and then lead into her entrance.
Okay.
First
off, not my carry. No.
I thought a lot about this because I feel like a lot of people think of her and they talk like she's Charity Raymer. No offense to Charity Raymer. I know it's been 18 years. I heard you going to GH. Good luck, girl.
I know. Isn't it crazy how though it's been 18 years and they're like, oh my God, she's coming on GH. She's going to ruin it. I'm like, she could have taken an acting class since then.
I'm sure she took an acting class.
Yeah. I mean, she's pretty. I mean, no one gave her a chance. She was in some of those, like, I don't want to call them homoerotic films, I think, before. And the acting, she acted like she was on one of them. That's what it was. So let's give her a break. Let's give her a chance. But this girl who plays Carrie, when I look at her, I'm just like, you could be Jennifer's daughter.
It's like, weird because I don't think she's a bad actress. Maybe she just is not for everyone. Because I've seen her in other things throughout the 90s and even through the 2000s. She's not bad. So I don't get why Days fans kind of give her a bad rap, I feel like.
I think it's because Christy Clark had been in that role for so long. Like, as a child into before she took over. So I think that's what it was.
You know, I wonder, because you know, I can't remember the actress's name. The actress that plays Kimmy Gibbler played Carrie before.
Yes.
I wonder if there's, like, Carrie purists out there that don't like Christy Clark and they only want Kimmy Gibbler.
Which, I'm sorry, I can't imagine Kimmy Gibbler.
Yeah.
As Carrie.
So, these episodes solidified that I am not a Roman and Marlena fan.
Same. I realize I'm like, I don't like this Roman.
I don't see the chemistry.
I don't either. I'm like, no wonder John could steal her away.
Yeah, I've seen some of the 80s stuff. And they had it more then. Maybe it just didn't translate years later. I don't know. Plus, like, when she was with John, it's like, I don't know. I know there's people that love Roman and Marlena still. I've seen the John and Marlena fans complain about being attacked to this day from Roman and Marlena fans.
Really?
Yeah, I don't know. I don't know about you. Am I not, like, entrenched in any, like, deep fan base? Because I feel like I never see these fan wars.
Yeah, I'm the same way, and it's...
Do I not care about anything that deeply that I just don't get involved?
Oh, no, no. It's because we thought we cared, and then we met these people, and they are extremely passionate about it.
Yeah, like, I love my Philip and Chloe, but, like, I've accepted that she's with Brady, and I hope one day she'll be with Philip again.
I love my beau and Carly, and I accepted he died until Beyond Salem 2. And now my chance has been returned. No.
The fire inside you.
Yeah, the fire was lit. The candle was lit. I think it's just, we know this is fictional.
Uh-huh.
So we don't get as, like, I'm very interested in these characters, what they do, their stories, but I also remember these are just actors playing the part.
But, like, I have acquaintances and friends online who are passionate about it, and they're seeing people. I don't know. Maybe I'm just tired, and I don't care enough to fight.
I wonder if that's... Well, no, I've always been that way, because I love Peyton and Lucas.
Huh.
But if Brooke and Peyton, or if Brooke and Lucas would have been together, I wouldn't have been, like, throwing over cars.
Yeah.
You know, writing letters. I guess it's just, I love my super couples, but maybe I just don't get invested in, like, other people.
Yeah.
Which there's nothing wrong with being invested.
So, she's getting ready to go out on a date with Tim, who is a friend and acquaintance of Austin. I can't remember his name. Excuse me.
Can't remember his name. They've only been like a super couple in this.
I can remember the one off character.
Yeah, the dude she's stringing along. You remember his name, but you can't remember Austin Reed.
Yeah. And again, this wasn't my Austin because I started watching when Austin Peck was in the role.
I'm the same way. This isn't my Austin.
But I've watched enough. Well, I've watched all of this run a few times, actually. And I could see why he was popular, and I like him in the role.
Oh, yeah. I see why he was popular. I don't know. Like, Carrie just seems, even this Carrie, seems too young to be with Austin.
Yeah.
Like, this Austin seems like he's in his 30s.
She is talking with her roommate. I don't know. It's her friend, but it's like non-sexual. It's very platonic. Yeah. And Jesse.
Okay. How much do you miss that apartment set? Like, Sammy lived there. Like, it was kind of like when they went to Isabella and John's place, and it just made me remember when Belle and Sean and Mimi all lived there. I'm like, oh my gosh, I miss that. I always wanted that apartment. I wanted that to be my apartment.
The loft?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, everybody lived there. It was like, it was Carrie's apartment first, and then like Billy and Hope, when she thought she was Gina, lived there. And then Sammy, it became Sammy's apartment.
You want to know why?
It had a little bit of a remodel, but you know who else had that apartment?
Who?
Daniel Jonas.
That's why. I feel like that apartment was rent controlled, and that's why it just passed around to each other. It was like, you can't let go of this. It's rent control. You move in now.
It's funny because, like, I feel like a second bedroom appeared. Like, it wasn't always a two-bedroom apartment.
Well, Sammy's apartment didn't always look like it had the... Well, I guess it would have been Carrie's during these episodes, but...
Yeah. Sammy's not even sore-assed yet.
Mm-mm.
She's in Colorado with Marlena's parents, with Eric.
I will say, too, since we're talking about sets, the Alamein house... Oh, I loved how dark and like mysterious it was.
There's parts of that set that I swear they repurposed for what we've had as the Kyriakos mansion for the last 20 years. Hmm. Even the mansion we had before this room that they've been showing us for the last year.
Yeah. I don't know what you're talking about.
Yeah, the stairwell. Is very similar, and I'm like, that looks familiar.
Okay, since this is talking about Billy as well, okay, I know at the moment I'm not supposed to know Billy and Austin are siblings,
mm-hmm.
so Was it me? So we're going to pretend like I don't know their sibling.
Okay.
Don't they kind of have chemistry?
Yeah.
Like, had they not been paired up as brother and sister, that probably would have been an interesting relationship.
Well, I guess we could talk about it. So he's been making phone calls, worried about a woman that's gone missing. He just keeps saying, where is she? Like, how did you let this happen? Mm-hmm. And he has a gig at Julie's restaurant, which is called Wings.
All I can think about, though, is like Wingstop or something, and them chowing down on wings. But it's like this fancy restaurant. I'm just like...
Yeah. I was looking at the set of Wings and trying to see if they repurposed that to be another restaurant down the road. And all I could come up with was the Penthouse Grill, which I miss. And then I started thinking about all the other restaurants, like Tuscany.
Well, damn, I would just like for them to be another restaurant besides the Brady Pub.
Chez Rouge. A lot of them were Maggie's towards... the early 2000s.
They had to give her something to do.
Yeah, they really didn't use Maggie much in the for like 20 years. She was a talk to.
She was.
It's so weird to see Julie with colored hair. I'm so used to her white hair now.
Mm-hmm. I don't think I've ever... Yeah, I don't remember Julie without her grayer hair.
And I know that I've seen her because they've always been around.
Yeah.
But I'm just so used to her white hair now.
You want to know who I had trouble seeing?
Who?
Grandpa Sean. I was like, oh, Grandpa Sean. Ava, you bitch. No.
Well, the actor is now dead in real life, so.
I know, well, yeah. Well, rest in peace, Grandpa Sean.
Yeah, that was nice to see him. I do like Robert Coco Kelly as Beau. I like his version.
I do.
I've always said it just feels like, it doesn't feel like Beau Brady. It just feels like another character that happens to be named Beau. But he does a good job. I don't, however, like his mustache in these episodes. I don't know what was happening there, but I like it when he has like the chin strap that comes a little bit down the road that he keeps for his whole run. Because that mustache ain't it. It's not it.
Yeah.
We had your Crystal Chappelle.
My woman.
Okay, was it weird for you to see her and Vivian having, like, affectionate...
A moment?
Like, ...friendly scenes?
The whole time I was like, Carly, drop that hand. There's probably poison on it.
Well, she hasn't buried her alive yet.
I know. She's still, like... She doesn't absolutely hate... Well, when... who was it talking this? I don't know. They said Carly had lived with... Vivian for a little while. I was like, wait, I missed something. I don't remember this.
Granted, oh, yeah.
Five.
No. When Vivian first came to the show, because I think Carly was already on the show, they, like, have alluded that they were, like, really good friends.
What? I guess I just don't remember.
But it was fake. It was fake because she was pregnant with
Lawrence's kid.
Mm-hmm. And... Vivian, I guess, told her she would help her hide it, and that was, like, the root of their friendship. But I think she let Carly think that Nikki died.
Yeah.
Which is why she doesn't know that Nikki is her son. Mm-hmm. I mean, in these episodes, she just got around to telling Lawrence that she was pregnant with his child and lost it.
And he was not happy.
So I think that's the beginning of their... feud is when she finds out that Vivian took her baby and hid it from her for 8 years, which leads into the herbs happening because Vivian thinks that she's gonna take Lawrence and Nikki away from her, and then she's like, well, now I gotta kill her, so I better her alive.
I thought it was interesting Victor not wanting to marry someone. The Victor I knew married every woman he dated.
Oh, it was so nice to see him younger and standing up and walking. And not even struggling to walk. He just walked like...
Damn, aging.
I know. It actually made me sad. It made me really sad, actually.
I remember that Victor and everything.
This, This seems to be around the time they started to soften Victor before James E. Reilly put him in a gave him a stroke and put him in a home for a few years.
I don't remember that.
Because even now, Victor's not really a villain. He's just like a snarky, grumpy old man, and he's been like that for 20 years. But
kind of like the uncle at Christmas, where like, oh, he's gonna say something. Man, I got a fake laugh. Oh, Uncle Victor.
Yeah, and that, now he's just like every woman he doesn't approve of is a whore and a slut.
Which is pretty much just anyone Brady's dating at the time.
Yeah, pretty much. He hates Chloe, but if he can use her to get somebody away from one of his boys, I guess it's the devil you know, I don't know.
That's, I love when he starts using Chloe to try to, like, if you can get Kristen away from Brady, I'm like, you hate her too.
Well, I've watched scenes like back in the day when Chloe and Brady first got together and Nicole was sniffing around Brady. He was like pushing Chloe and Brady to be together. He's like, get married.
Mm-hmm. Oh, Uncle Victor.
Grandpa Victor.
Or Grandpa Victor if you're Brady.
Well, Brady's a baby in this.
I know, when Kristen comes a year later. I love discussing things like that, because it's just crazy when you think about it.
Uh-huh.
Like, Will was born before EJ, but now that's his stepdad, and good times.
Isabella is sick, and it's pretty well known that she's dying.
I know, it was breaking my heart.
I think she dies within like a month of these episodes.
She's quick. Like one of the few characters they have not brought back to life.
She's come back as an angel.
Mm-hmm.
Have you ever seen her death?
We watched the night. Wait, was it Night Sins? Or she had played a videotape.
Yeah. She had a party.
Yeah.
Where everybody came, and then she played the videotape, and she snuck out of the party, and her and John, I almost called him Roman, because she called him Roman for most of her run. Her and John snuck off to Rome, and she died in Rome.
Hmm.
So you probably didn't catch on to this, because they really didn't have scenes together or mention it, but Carrie's roommate, Jesse,
mm-hmm.
his parents are the couple that was at dinner with Roman and Marlena.
Okay. I've watched an episode where Marlena is seeing Jesse as a patient, I think.
Okay.
But let me tell you, drunk Marlena, I'm here for it.
She was so... Oh, she looked so good. It was so nice to not see her in a pantsuit. She was showing skin. She was showing cleavage. Her hair was...
I still think she could rock a gown like that.
Oh, yeah, she did. She wore it in Beyond Salem, too. She had her shoulders out.
That's right. And then it's like, come on, let her shoulders be free. Free the shoulders.
I wonder if it's like a comfortability thing. I wonder if she wants to wear those. Because I feel like that's what she wears in real life. When she makes appearances, doesn't she usually wear pantsuits?
Yeah.
So maybe that's just what she's comfortable
with. Or maybe she's going for this like sophisticated type look that...
But she looks so good in a dress.
Especially purple.
Yeah.
Purple is her color.
With her blown out hair.
But I still know her, that Roman.
That was pretty ballsy what Stella did, like roofing her in front of like a
right
full
there?
Table. She was just like bloop.
I know. I was like, ooh, girl.
She's lucky not one person saw her.
For someone who seems shy and not, you know, afraid to do anything, you're just like, ooh. Like.
So I don't remember all the details of this story, but for context, because I don't know if you know it. So.
Husbands are hostage.
Yeah, so the husband, I don't remember if he had a drinking problem or if he was abusive or he just abandoned
the
family.
He had a drinking problem because he didn't drink at the dinner.
So maybe he was abusive because he was a drunk? I don't know. So they're trying to work on their marriage, and he's a patient of Marlena's.
Mm-hmm.
And I think he starts to get a crush on Marlena. And Stella's very aware of this, and she's very jealous of Marlena. So she ends up kidnapping her and keeping her in an abandoned house, I think, a warehouse, where I think the storyline is called the pit storyline. She falls into like a pit, or she puts her in a pit. And I know eventually John goes to save her and he gets stuck in the pit. This is all pre-affair too, which so he's dealing with what's her name? Brady's mom.
Isabella.
Isabella's death, and him and Marlena kind of bond while they're trapped in this pit.
Have a question. Oh, just, and this is to get your opinion. Do you think the reason Isabella was killed off and has never been brought back to life besides as an angel is because there's no way they could get around John going to Marlena, because Isabel's such a good person, so caring. Like,
Yeah.
if John cheated on Isabella, that just
Yeah.
makes him sick. You know what I'm saying? Like Roman, it made sense because Roman, had died. We thought John was Roman. You can kind of let that one slide, but with Isabella, if he
Yeah.
was to cheat on her, like, oh my gosh, I'd be pissed.
Yeah, even after they slept together a couple times, because they only slept together like twice. That was the affair. The two of them, even when they would have scenes and they were fighting their attraction to each other, they would like look up at the sky and talk to Isabella, both of them. So I feel like you're right, they had to kill her off to justify everybody's character being intact. Because I think Isabella asks Marlena to watch over
Yes.
him.
And that was their way of telling the viewers, okay, Isabella is okay with John and Marlena being together.
Yeah, it's kind of like what they tried to do with Rafe and Bo when Bo asked Rafe to watch after Hope.
Yeah, I
Be
wasn't, sorry, I try to block out the Hope and Rafe stuff.
but the fan base wasn't going for it.
It'd be, I still would love to know what social media would have been like when soaps were at their like top. Like
I can
how
imagine the amount of letters they must have gotten.
oh, I don't, yeah.
Love, hate, each individual actor.
I wonder if any of them would be like me in the first hate one that you frame. It's like, oh my gosh, it's my first hate mail.
What else happened?
Oh, we haven't even really talked about Billy Freed.
Oh, right. So Austin goes to his job at Wings. We got sidetracked from that. And he has a piano gig where he plays over dinner. And he plays one last song, and all of a sudden a woman starts singing. She comes out looking all sexy, and the audience goes wild. They get a standing ovation, and Carrie is clearly jealous, even though she went there to make Austin jealous with
I know. It's just, it's
him.
like, girl, you're there to make him jealous. You can't, like, can't have your cake and eat it too, or, well, whatever the saying is.
To the audience and to the viewers at the time, we don't know who she is. They clearly know each other. They kiss, not like a romantic kiss, but like a peck. Like you would kiss your sister like that, I think.
No, I
No,
wouldn't.
he. All right.
I
Well, on
don't kiss
TV,
any
you would.
family. I would never kiss any family member, even as a pet, like that.
No, you're not
I might,
Italian.
no. Like, if we hug, we might make the, like, kissing noise, like, oh, love you. Yeah. But, no. Yeah.
Kissy
But I'm from the South. Start a rumor.
noise. So the next, that was a Friday cliffhanger. Well, that wasn't the cliffhanger, but it was a Friday episode. And then Monday picks up with the same performance. You remember when they used to do that? They used to play the whole scene instead of just showing you the one little ending. Oh, side note, I did get the credits that I missed, the ones that go over
I thought of you when those credits
the
went over Lawrence's face. I was like, Tommy, he's orgasming.
I wouldn't
He's
go
having a fake
that
orgasm. I was like, ooh, he's excited. Where's those credits?
Oh, and the opening credits were still not the hourglass we know. It's still
Like that.
the real
Yeah.
hourglass.
I think they should update it, like use a real hourglass, but like modernize it.
I mean, it's already pretty much CGI. How do you modernize that?
Well, I just mean, like, use a real one, but make it look a little more, just, I don't know.
You could probably
do it. You gotta live up here to understand what I'm saying.
You could probably do it. I see it's coming out tomorrow. I already know it. You're gonna make your own?
I'm working on it right now. So I'm doing it here on the side.
So we find out that Billy was in like a rehab center, mm-hmm. and she was like, "What was I?"
She's been in and out of rehab.
Yeah, which we later on find out is because she had a drug issues because of her father. He got her hooked on heroin and pimped her out to older men. Mm-hmm. Because he was a musician, I believe, and she used to sing with him. If I'm remembering that correctly.
I don't remember a whole lot about Curtis Reed.
You know what's interesting? I really don't know the details. I have to look this up. So Kate Roberts comes to town a few months later, and in my head I rationalized it that Austin and Billy's names were changed from whatever their names were. And that's why she didn't know or put together who they were. But their last name's Reed. You didn't think about Curtis Reed? Like,
I know. Two people that could be your kid's age. Same last name as your abusive... Was it her ex-husband?
Mm-hmm.
He was abusive, right?
Yeah.
Okay. But you don't put two and two together?
Yeah.
This is why I love soaps.
This is why you love them.
Because something doesn't have to make sense for it to make sense.
But also, this whole Vivian, Nikki, Lauren storyline. You were pregnant 8 years ago and lost your son. Vivian has an 8-year-old child with her. Nobody's suspicious about this.
And Lauren's even saying, there's something about you that just looks familiar.
He needs a blood transfusion. He has O positive blood. I have O positive blood. No alarm bells in anybody's heads is dinging. Really?
Yeah, because even I was like, girl, I put this together fast. I'm not even thinking about it. Yeah.
And the actor that plays Nikki is Eric Von Detten, who was like a 90s heartthrob.
Yeah, who's in that Disney movie? Whatever, the skateboard movie.
Oh, I don't remember. I know he was in the Leave It to Beaver reboot or remake.
I don't know. My Nikki's Eric Webster. No, I'm just kidding. Victor Webster. Actually, this would have to be my Nikki because I watched it when it was on there.
This really made me miss the Alamanns being on the show.
I know. I'd like to see them come back. Which we kind of have half of one.
Who?
Stefan.
Oh, true. Even if Luis Sorrell doesn't want to come back full time, you introduce like Lord Sebastian in Beyond Salem. Bring him over.
Well, isn't the reason for her not coming back right now, wasn't it COVID and traveling?
I don't think she wants to commit to any long-term stint because of the pace. She's just, I've heard her say in numerous interviews that the pace isn't for her anymore.
I mean, you can't keep up. If, you know, I don't think I could keep up with it.
Yeah. But even if Vivian just makes guest appearances, bring Lord Sebastian, bring Nikki. You don't have to bring Lawrence back from the dead if Crystal Chappelle doesn't want to come back.
But it's a big family, so.
And make John an Alamein again.
If I ever get to become Daddy's head writer, John Black is becoming an Alamein again.
What was his name? Forrest Alamein?
Yeah,
that's what they thought he was?
I will find some way that it makes sense for John to be an Alamein.
That was pretty much all that happened. Like, Billy, that was it. She performed We found out just she broke out of rehab. She was only in 2 episodes of 3 that we watched.
I know, when you said we're doing Billy Reid, and I was like, okay, we'll watch 3. They'll give us plenty to talk about. Started watching the 3rd one, went, there ain't no, texted you, went, there ain't no Billy Reid in this. I'm at the, and we will return for the 2nd half of Days of Our Lives in just a moment. And there ain't no Billy Reid.
Did you have an orgasm when you heard that?
Yes, I did. I turned to John. I was like, oh my God, I missed this. It's like, I used to love, like, and we will return for the 2nd half of Days of Our Lives in just a moment.
Yeah, I don't think anything else happened, right?
I know, it's funny. We named this episode dedicated to Billy Reid. Barely talked about her.
She was the reason that we watched it, so.
She is true. That is true. I love Lisa Rinna, though.
I do, too. Love,
she's funny. She's quirky. I'm still I rooted
for her and Bo.
Oh, yeah. I rooted for, like, Carly Bo, Billy Bo and Hope. Notice how in all of them I put the female first until I get to Bo and Hope. Because Hope, I don't like them together.
You don't like them together at all?
Not really.
Huh.
I mean, I'm okay with them being together because I get there's Bo and Hope. But
I'm surprised you liked Beyond Salem too.
Actually, I did love it. But I took it for what it's worth. I'm like, this is for Bo and Hope fans. I'm going to let you have your moment.
Yeah.
I actually wouldn't mind seeing, like, Bo and Megan have a little bit going on.
Well, spoiler alert, if you haven't seen Beyond Salem 2, go away. I'm about to talk about it. If Bo and Megan come to the main show, maybe he'll be brainwashed and it'll be like Stefan's supposed to be brainwashed to love Chloe.
He'll be the new John Black.
Ooh.
Doesn't know who he is. What if that's like he renames him? No, no, because she wants Bo. She wants Bo.
Yeah.
She barely had Bo. I don't get why she wants him so bad.
She had him off screen. We don't know how long she had him.
Oh, okay. I was about to say, like, girl, if you didn't have him that long, why, you know, why are you so obsessed?
She had him off screen, or they said that they were together in high school. I don't know. That gets messy because then they have, like, recreated flashbacks that Bo and Hope are always the love of each other's lives. Even though they didn't recognize each other when they first saw each other back in the 80s.
Oh, days can be messy. I love it.
Yeah, you gotta just go with it.
That's why I don't just gotta go with it.
Especially days. I don't know. I was looking just, like, at the scenes, and Days has never felt like any other soap opera that I've watched. I just love it.
Same. I can't, like, even when I'm mad at Days, I still love it.
I can jump into any era of the show and still just get engrossed in it.
Okay,
like I was ready to keep watching.
I almost messaged you, be like, hey, I'm about to start the 4th episode. I want to continue. I was like, no, I don't know if he's going to be able to have time.
I mean, I know that the family trees are very messy and some things get changed for plot. It's a multiverse, as we like to say.
Oh, I was trying to think of a way to put soap in there, but that's hard to say. Soapyverse.
But, I don't know, I just love it.
Well, so, have you been watching Days currently, as we have moved to the Peacock?
I have. I did not watch today's episode, though.
I haven't watched today's episode either. These episodes are no different than what was originally planned, but I still think they made a smart move swapping when they did.
Yeah, I don't know if it's because I wasn't caught up while it was still on network, or if I'm just excited and, like, trying to be supportive, but I'm enjoying it being on
Peacock. I am too. I love being able to watch it before it comes on.
Yeah.
Or, well, you know what I mean.
Before 1 p.m.
Yeah. Or
whenever it came on by you.
I know. I had a day off and I was able to watch it. And I was like, this is weird. I love it.
You didn't have to wait till 8 or 9 p.m.
I know. I could watch it on my lunch break if I wanted to. Mm-hmm. So nice not waiting till 8.
So they say it comes out at 6 a.m., but in my experience, even with Beyond Salem, it does not post till 6:04. Because I'm always waiting there at 6 o'clock, refresh, and it never comes up until 6:04.
Yeah, I'm never up that early.
I am. Yeah, I've enjoyed the last, well, it's only been 2 days, a week and 2 days, or a week and 1 day, because I have one to watch. So, my one gripe with the current show, not even the current show, just like the story, my girl Chloe, she has not had her own storyline in over 10 years.
Well, she even,
well, no. She's been a talk to, or she's been a player in everybody else's storylines. Even when she was a surrogate for Nicole, that was Nicole's story. This whole Brady, Kristen, Chloe love triangle. Sorry, Broadway fans. I think the end game is going to be Kristen and Brady. I think Chloe's just going to get hurt in the end. And now they're trying to put her with Stefan. The end goal of that one's going to be Gabby and Stefan. Like, Chloe is just thrown into these stories. She doesn't have her own story. And I'm kind of sick of it.
So what kind of story would you give Chloe?
I just want her to fucking be with Philip. Bring Philip back. And just let them be together. That would be their story.
Besides being with Philip.
I don't know. I actually really enjoy when she interacts with Nancy and Craig. I like the family story.
Well, they ain't a family no more.
Maybe have her cancer come back.
Oh.
Then you could bring Joy, who was her bone marrow donor, which is the reason they had Joy to begin with.
Oh, and well, then they deal with Joy's trauma of being, and that's the only reason why she's alive. It's then, once again, not about Chloe, about Joy.
Didn't Chloe do some? Did Chloe have? Chloe helped out with when Kate had cancer, like lung cancer or something. Did she give her bone marrow to Kate? Because I remember it was this thing that Chloe had a procedure done to help Kate. And
I don't even remember.
Kate was so thankful, and then she found out that Chloe and Daniel were like sneaking around together, because I think Kate was with Daniel at the time. And Chloe was with Lucas. So that's when Kate poisoned Chloe and put her in a coma.
Oh.
That's just Kate.
Oh,
what do
Kate.
You have
there? Oh, Kate.
Who do you think Kayla's going to see in heaven?
Well, it won't be Bo, because we know Bo alive.
Mm-hmm.
I feel like it's going to have to be a pant. Mom or Pop.
So you don't think they're going to show us who it is? Because they can't.
Probably not.
Well, I think if they do, it's going to be... I think it's going to be Zach. And he's going to be like, Dad's not here.
Yeah, but would she know right off, like... Oh, let Zach... Would she just sent... Well, oh, God, I'm reading too much into this. Fictional story.
But from what we know about Heaven per Beyond Salem... she shouldn't remember anything that happens in heaven. Because Hope is not supposed to remember that she saw Bo.
Well, that was...
But then she heard... I feel like that heard tonight, she heard their song, and then she had flashes.
I feel like that was different, though.
Mm-hmm.
Because they were... She had died. And went to heaven. They're taking away her, like, oh... Kayla dies and goes to heaven, it's the same thing, fuck.
I was like, she's going to heaven. What do you mean?
Kayla won't be there, fuck. I don't know. Oh my gosh, I have no... I don't know, like... Did her and Steve have a kid that died?
Benji?
Benji! I wonder if that's who she sees.
I don't know Benji, honestly. Like, I've heard of him. I don't know anything about him.
They brought him back when Kayla and Steve came back for a little bit, but then he was killed off.
Wasn't he blind or deaf or something?
He was deaf.
Hmm. Yeah, I don't know who... Ava? Like, I don't know.
Could you imagine that Kayla goes to heaven, the first person she sees is Ava?
Because I think that's what they're doing with Ava, with that car accident. I think that's how they're writing her off, the killing her.
Yeah. Well, no, I guess we'll have to wait and see. Be sure to tune to Peacock every weekdays at 6:04 a.m.
We have a lot of demerit. Oh, so I think this week we're supposed to find out who Abby's killer is.
Mm-hmm. I don't care.
Craig's back in town. Do you think he's a red herring?
Yeah, I think it's the last one before.
You don't care to even speculate who it could be?
At this point, I don't see how anyone could justify killing Abigail. That's part of the story. Like, you know, because technically she didn't break up Craig and Leo. That was Sunny.
Yeah.
I mean, more Sunny than Chad.
I just feel like everybody on the canvas is not expendable. So it's like, I've seen the Jackie Cox rumor go around online, and I'm kind of like, yeah, go with that.
But I don't know. That'll be a check back in with me, see how I feel when it's revealed.
I saw Jackie Cox tweet at Greg Ricard and was like, I heard you've been talking about me.
Oh, that's cute. That's cute. That's cute, yeah.
So maybe they mention her. I don't know, I gotta watch today's episode.
I know, I gotta watch today's too. I like Macy. Or Marcy. Marcy, sorry. Marcy. I like her, and I was sad that she was gone. I don't see why they couldn't just let her, like, go visit someone for a little bit, because they've been doing, letting other characters do that.
Rolf's still around, so there's hope.
Sure. Yeah.
Stefan had his heart removed from his chest, and he's back.
Bo died, went to heaven, and is now back. So.
There's always hope.
There's always hope.
Which is why, another reason why I love this show.
Because I feel like the comeback line for Abigail would be like, well, I am Jack Devereaux's daughter. We don't stay dead.
We should just say, I am a Devereaux.
Yeah.
All right, well, I have nothing else to say about the current or past show.
I don't either. No, I mean, I'm sure we could keep talking, but that would just probably bore the listeners, watchers.
Well, as always, you can find us on all the socials at Queers and Soaps. And until next time, have a great night, guys.
Bye, everyone.